help me and thousands of people throughout the world release as many souls in purgatory as possible this Christmas, we will release millions. Mark my words, because of this, what we are doing, you will see healings and conversions in your life and in your family. This Christmas, we're going to send them home. We're going to give them the greatest gift that you can possibly give anyone, the gift of heaven itself. And not only them, but we will be presenting them to Jesus himself as a gift to him. Jesus, as we see in our faith, never wants to do things alone. He invites his Blessed Mother to participate in salvation, as well as the apostles and millions of other people. That's why he wants to use you and I to help him release millions of souls in purgatory this Christmas. We're going to talk about why we're doing this and exactly how. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Many saints in our Catholic tradition, as well as mystics who have seen purgatory itself, reveal to us that the day on which the most souls in purgatory are released is, in fact, Christmas itself. Why? Because obviously Christmas is the most amazing day of the year, and God will not be outdone in generosity in offering gifts. It is he himself who will give the greatest of gifts on that day, since that's the day that we receive the grace of the beginning of our salvation. It's the grace that many souls in purgatory receive the beginning of their entrance into heaven. Saints such as St. Denis the Carthusian, St. Alphonsus Liguori, St. Teresa of Avila, as well as various purgatory mystics, all say exactly the same thing. This is how we're going to do it. These are the four things that I want you to do. First, I will give you specific prayers for you to say at Christmas Mass as revealed by the Peruvian mystic Catalina Rivas. Her book on the Mass has been suggested by Father Dan Rijo, a well-known exorcist. The second thing is I will suggest to you different sacrifices that you can make. The third is I will suggest to you different sufferings that you can offer. And the fourth thing is I suggest to you a novena that you can pray that is incredibly powerful for this particular occasion. First, let's begin with the novena. Now, if you haven't been praying a Christmas novena, you can do Saint Teresa of Calcutta's emergency novena, which is absolutely beautiful. This is what she did. She would pray 10 memoraries, a beautiful prayer to the Blessed Mother. She would pray 9 as part of the novena and the 10th one as a thanksgiving. She would use this in difficult situations, and she would see miraculous results. If you have not been praying the Christmas novena, I suggest to you to do this. With my rosary group that prays every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are finishing up our Christmas novena. If you want to finish with us, we will be praying on Christmas Eve. Please join us. Next, in terms of the sufferings that you should offer along with this intention of releasing as many souls in purgatory as possible on Christmas, you don't necessarily need to add any sufferings to the ones you already have. God, in his generosity, sends us plenty of sufferings. What I want you to do is at the offertory at Mass to unite all the sufferings that you already have, to unite those with the sufferings of Jesus on the cross, and to offer them for this particular intention. Next, here's the suggested sacrifice. I want you to be more generous in your tithe at Mass. The priest at Mass prays the following prayer. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. When he says, my sacrifice and yours, yours refers to the basket that has just been passed around. It is not enough for us to simply offer prayers. We must offer our tithe from our livelihood. In this case, the head of household can represent everyone in the family. Whatever you tithe on Sundays, be more generous at the Christmas Mass. God will not be outdone in generosity. I know that these are difficult times financially speaking. Do not be afraid, because the blessings that will be poured out back on you will be absolutely incredible. And if you want to share in the fruits of the resurrection, we have to share in his crucifixion. Now I will reveal to you several of the prayers as revealed to Catalina Rivas. I will have a link to all of the prayers in a document either in the description or at a link at the end of the video. Catalina Rivas is a Bolivian mystic who had a vision of the Mass. What she saw was incredible. The veil was torn open, and she saw all of the things that happened during the Mass. At different parts of the Mass, the Blessed Mother and Jesus himself gave her different prayers to intensify her experience. I want you to pray these prayers as you are going through the Mass. It will be the most intense Mass that you have ever had. I won't go through all of the prayers because of time constraints. However, I will link them below for you to use. The book that was written on this is only about 40 pages long, and it has been recommended by Father Dan Rehal, a well-known Catholic exorcist. Here are just some of these prayers. First of all, the Blessed Mother recommends that we arrive early to Mass and that we ask the Lord to send his Holy Spirit, that he may grant you a spirit of peace and cleanse you of the spirit of the world, your worries, your problems, and your distractions, so as to enable you to live this so sacred moment. At the penitential rite, she recommends that from the bottom of your heart, ask the Lord to forgive your faults, that you have offended him. In this way, you will be able to worthily participate in the privilege of assisting at Holy Mass. At the Gloria, she says to glorify and bless with all your love the Holy Trinity and your acknowledgement of being one of its creatures. And after the Mass, Catalina prayed this prayer: Lord, deliver me from all evil spirits. My heart belongs to you. My Lord, send me your peace so that I can gain the finest benefits from the Eucharist, and that my life may produce the best fruits. Holy Spirit of God, transform me, act within me, guide me. O God, give me the gifts that I need to serve you better. At the Liturgy of the Word, she was asked to pray this: Lord, today I want to listen to your word and produce abundant fruit. May your Holy Spirit clean the interior of my heart so that your word grows and develops in it, purifying my heart so that it may be well disposed. And then the Blessed Mother recommends that we should recall all day long the words of the readings or the gospel that left an impression on us. Now, the final prayers that I will share with you will be with the offertory. The rest you can read for yourself and the document linked here. Again, this book is absolutely incredible. It will deepen your way of seeing the Mass. The Blessed Mother said this: pray like this: Lord, I offer all that I am, all that I have, and all that I can. I put everything in your hands. Build it up, Lord, with the little thing that I am. By the merits of your Son, transform me, God Almighty. I petition you for my family, for my benefactors, for each member of our apostolate, for all people who fight against us, for those who commend themselves to my poor prayers. Teach me to lay down my heart as if on the ground before them, so that their walk may be less severe. Then the Blessed Mother recommends, offer yourselves at this moment. Offer your sorrows, your pains, your hopes, your sadness, your joys, your petitions. Remember that the Mass has infinite value, therefore be generous in offering and in asking. Do not sadden your guardian angel. Ask for much. Ask for the conversion of sinners, for peace in the world, for your families, your neighbors, for those who ask for your prayers. Ask for much, but not only for yourselves, but for everyone else. It's at that point that it would be appropriate to ask for the grace for as many souls in purgatory to be released. Although he can, Jesus does not want to do this alone. He wants you and I to help him release millions of souls in purgatory this Christmas. Do these things. We will see incredible things happen this Christmas. And we ourselves will experience incredible healing because of our ancestors being released from purgatory. And we will see incredible conversions as a fruit of these graces that we are praying for. My friends, I love you. God bless you. And from my family to yours, Merry Christmas. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.